We're now on to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, and I have to mention, because I can't play it on the computer, that it's sponsored by the Community Broadcasting Federation. They're happy to have us. So between now and 12 o'clock, between now and 1 o'clock, I've got Brenda and David Hempel from the Lions Club of Lilydale with me. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a while since we saw you. You've had your Christmas party and probably had a bit of a break, and now you're all back raring to go.
And we had a wonderful raffle.
Did you? Did you raise plenty of money?
Yes, we did. And the two recipients, first and second prize, won beautiful hampers, and they were so grateful.
That's terrific.
And Bunnings gave us a wonderful spot right inside the front door. Yeah. And we were able to, you know, remember that last day we had?
Yep.
And people were still buying raffle tickets right up until that,
terrific, isn't it?
Until that day. Look. And Emily from Bunnings came and drew the winning tickets.
Yep.
And the recipients were so pleased, so grateful. It was just wonderful experience.
Oh, that's terrific.
And getting involved in our community is what we're about, as you well know, through your involvement in Rotary.
And what you're all about is raising some money, because that money is not going to be kept by Lions, is it?
It's going to be spread out. And like Rotary, every last cent, you know, there's been a lot of... we're of the view that I think people are just about donated out.
Well, find out some of it's not going to be spent and held back is pretty
disappointing. Pretty ordinary. Yes. And look at the kerfuffle in New South Wales with the fire. Oh. Real fire. Oh, anyway.
I don't want to get onto that.
But no. Anyway, that's
there. So now, you're now back, and your Breakfast Club is going to continue.
Yeah, it has, as you well know. We've been at the primary school in Lilydale for the last 18 months, feeding the kids on a Friday morning. Others do it during the rest of the week.
Yep.
An unfortunate circumstance, but it's better that these kids go to their classrooms with at least something in their stomach so that their learning is not impacted in any way.
Well, we all get a bit down as the day goes on, don't we? And if you're not haven't started off with a good breakfast, then it's going to be really bad news.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how many turn up and they haven't had brekkie. Mm. It's just...
But there's a social element to it as well, I think. The kids get to know one another, and they enjoy having a Milo and some toast together. And I think that's wonderful. It helps to build relationships between the children as well.
Terrific too.
And we're led to believe that even when kids have gone and had breakfast, that they will go in there so that their peers or their friends don't feel left out or you know, isolated.
Because the worst thing you want is for everybody to say, oh, look, that child's mum and dad can't afford to give them breakfast, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't want them to be stigmatised.
Don't want to be treated any differently. So I think... Overall, it's a great purpose,
and that's part of why you raise your funds too, isn't it? To do things like
that's right, exactly.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're here to talk to the Lions Club of Lilydale, both Brenda and David. David, I think this is a great project we've been talking about for a while. Brenda's going to talk about it, I think.
Yep.
And it's a this 1-2-3 Read to Me project, I reckon that's a terrific program. Not only does it encourage young people to read, but it also bonds with mum and dad and the child as well. I think it's got so many ways.
Upsides.
So, Brenda, tell us a bit more about it. You're ready to rock and roll on it.
Yes, it is a wonderful program. And Bunnings in Lilydale have been wonderful in donating 6 wheelie bins for us to collect the books, and they're deposited back into the wheelie bins, and but they're sorted, they're checked to make sure that they're nice and clean for the children, and they're selected and categorised into various topics and age groups, so that they're designed to help children in various stages of their primary school life, and it allows them to select two books a week, and I don't think a child has ever gone to a bin and not selected a book. Every child that goes to the bin selects a book, which is wonderful. And it also teaches the children that when they finish with the book, they can hand it on to somebody in the family. Yep. Or somebody else at school.
Send it back to the bins.
Or send it back to the bins, exactly that. Yep. And it gives people the opportunity that if they can't afford to buy books for their children, they can access this bin and select books at random, and gives the opportunity for parents to read aloud to their children, which is so important. So if you sit down with your child and read a book together, it builds pathways in the brain and helps the child before they even get to school. And that's very important, to read aloud to a child from a book before they start school. Reading with your child is wonderful. It's a wonderful opportunity.
We're reliving that now that we've got grandchildren.
Kids. Yeah, exactly.
And you forget how wonderful it is, and new words like our granddaughter. You know, she's two. The word helicopter was a big thing during the week. But the other thing with this 1-2-3 read to me, the stocks they were building up, they were actually able to get off to Queensland and New South Wales for the floods.
And the fires,
given what was washed away in all those homes and schools and halls.
Because you forget all these sorts of things that just disappear in a flood and fire.
Some of the schools and libraries, they lost every book they had.
So the other thing is they're in the throes of getting those down to the bushfire area. So
terrific.
Again, another practical solution to a major problem.
The other thing too that we must mention, which you've got written here, that you also require them in foreign languages, because not every child reads.
Well,
exactly.
We know we're in your neck of the woods that they do have. I think there's 8 or 10 different languages out that Dandenong way.
There's 75 languages.
Yeah, I know, but in terms of the books that available there. And again, there's that mum and dad bonding with Johnny or Mary and reading aloud.
I think it's terrific.
Yes.
I think it really is terrific. So we just need to encourage that, and so we want people to drop off books.
Yeah, we're about to select the areas that we'll have the drop off, and we'll have those on our website, and maybe the next time we're here that we can put that out there too.
What are about your planned projects for this year, Dave?
Well, what we're which we've spoken about building having some gym equipment or exercise equipment built and somewhere along the walking tracks within the Yarra Valley, Yarra Ranges Council area, and we've got to the point with the council that they've agreed that we'll do it. We've got an agreed supplier.
Have you?
The guy that we like is now, one of those that is preferred supplier. Thankfully, this will all be Australian made. In fact, in Bayswater.
Yep.
And the only thing in question at the moment is the site. So we're just, when we get that figured out, then we can start about getting the funds raised. I mean, we're looking at somewhere around a $30,000-$35,000 project here, and with a bit of branding for us to tell the public we've done this.
Absolutely.
And the council's happy for that to do.
Yep, absolutely.
And We also last night at our business meeting agreed to continue with the sponsorship of the Sylvan Primary Schools. They don't know yet. Yeah. Hopefully, we just told them that they have a leadership program where they send half a dozen or so their grade sixes with a few teachers along to this halogen leadership conference, and we're pleased to keep that going as a club. And last year we did that with Emerald. I'm just waiting to find out if they're on board again.
And we need to support these young people because they're the leaders of tomorrow.
That's
aren't
right.
They?
And what happens at this halogen conference is they get guest speakers who tell these kids their journey as to how they, and not all of it pretty. Nothing's handed to you in this world. You've got to actually work for it. You're going to get knocked down, and you're going to have to pick yourself up. So,
and sometimes the best stories are those people, aren't they?
Inspiring.
Yeah. And not all of them ended up at university with 2 and 3 degrees. A lot of the entrepreneurs in this world are only very practical people.
Well, I think James Packer's father, he never got very far at all in schooling.
No.
Because he was had a disability, and yet he turned out to be one of the richest men in Australia.
Yes,
indeed.
Exactly that.
And we also are going to continue our sponsorship of sending disadvantaged kids to Lakola Wilderness Camp. Now, that's a camp down in Gippsland that is supposedly the only privately owned town in the whole of Australia, and it's owned by the Lions Clubs of Southern New South Wales and Victoria.
I didn't know that. I knew you had your camp down
and it's
there.
Self-contained, and it's actually gone off the grid. It's fully solar panel now, and it looks after its own waste, and we send kids down. You can go there and camp, but we send kids down for a week, and they go for a hike in the bush, and they get sorted out of these problems.
Lots of outdoor activities.
And bonding with other kids.
And out of those groups, you always get a leader, don't you? You know,
because
not everybody's got the same abilities.
No.
Well, we sent a special needs kid just before Christmas. He was having some issues with foster parents, and this helps that process. We've saved one life in terms of them being, a good citizen, if you choose.
As opposed to a person
going off the rails. The other thing we continue to do, and we agreed last night, that we need to buy more Care Bears.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if people are aware that the SES and the CFA, the police, the AMBOs, will have a Lions Care Bear in their truck and in their car. When they come across an accident or an issue, a child that's given a brand new bear, it's a comfort.
Well, it takes their mind off the situation.
Exactly.
And
I understand plenty of them found their way down to the fire affected areas. The trauma that some of those kids have seen. Yes.
Well, some of those children were going home to nothing, like no toys, but no house, no nothing.
Yes.
So, look, they don't cost us a lot of money. Yeah. It's done through our Hoppers Crossing Lions Club. It's something they've done for a millennia, it seems. So. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And the other thing we decided last night also, we had a talk from a lass who's going to go on the Lions Ride for Sight.
Oh, yeah.
And this is through Gippsland and the Gippsland clubs. It's a 4-day ride. The riders have to pay an entrance fee and then they go about getting sponsors. And my understanding is that over the last 25 years, they've been able to raise in excess of $1 million.
That's terrific.
And that goes into research.
And, how long is the ride for,
Four days. They're like 120 kilometre days, and there's 80 kilometre. It's, I suppose, a shortened version of the Great Vic bike ride, but with the bent being a fundraiser. And this is all born out of what Lyons did agree in 1928 to Helen Keller, that they would be the Knights of Sight. And she put it on them big time.
That in 1928.
So, you know, among the childhood cancers and the water problems and, you know, how other service clubs like, you know, measles was a big issue in Rotary for a long time. And polio.
Yes, so exactly.
This is just the extension of that was promised all those years ago.
Terrific.
And this is going to be held on the 1st of April, and it's during the school holidays. So they're able to use the schools that are vacant during the school holidays to camp for the night.
And also means some of the teachers could join in too, doesn't it?
Yes, well,
and
that's
the,
right.
And all the Lions clubs along the way will produce the morning teas, the lunch, the dinners.
Yes.
And, you know, again, a community. Mind you, there's only about 50 or 55 going to be doing it, but let's hope they raise plenty.
Well, you don't want too many on those bike rides either, do you? You can become a bit of a road hazard. You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, and I have with me both Brenda and David from the Lions Club at Lilydale. David, you're going to tell, or no, Brenda's going to tell us a bit about some other activities, not only from your Lions Club, but other Lions Clubs in our area.
Well, just before Brenda does, we at our last Zone meeting, I put it to the other clubs, you know, because we meet once a quarter to find out what's going on and back one another up. So, we put it to them. We have this opportunity once a month, and please let me know what we can let the listeners out there around the neighbourhood.
Which is a good idea, really.
Yes.
And it means that, you know, people can understand that Lyons is just not sausages and sizzles and cakes at Christmas and mince and all the rest of it. There are other things that go on to fundraise.
Mm. And we should mention, of course, too, that for those who don't, I don't think, sure, probably everybody does, but Lyons is a worldwide organisation. It's not just based in Victoria or in Australia, is it?
No, it's worldwide.
Well, 1917, it all started in Chicago, and my understanding is about 1.5 million of us in the world, and over 46,000 clubs.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And thankfully growing. I mean, we all push for more members to, you know, make the work lighter. But anyway, Bryn.
So a couple of them are doing wonderful things, and
do wonderful things.
They'd like me to mention Emerald Lions Club would like me to mention that they have their monthly Grow It, Bake It, Make It Artisan Craft Market. It's held on the first Sunday of each month, and so on the 1st of March they're having their artisan craft market at the Gemco Performing Arts Centre in Kilvington Drive, Emerald.
That's where the old train is, isn't it?
Next to the Puffing Billy line.
Yep.
And it starts at 10 a.m. through to 2 p.m. So the 1st of March will be the next one. And I guess it'll be signposted on the day. And so come along and have a look. It'll be wonderful.
Sounds terrific to me.
Yes.
And now what about the Blackburn Lions?
Oh, the Blackburn Lions Club. They hold a monster trash and treasure sale.
Oh, trash and treasure. Fantastic.
Yes, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Yep.
And they have that four times a year. And the next one is on the 29th of February, which is Saturday. That's right, on the 29th of February. And it's at the First Vermont Scout Hall, which is on the corner of Canterbury Road and Mitcham Road, Vermont. And it runs from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And they say to get there early for the real bargains.
They do. The dealers and everyone will be there, won't they?
Yes, that's right. And there will be a sale held in May, September and November. And you can also visit their website for further details at blackburnnorth.vic.lions.com. www.yarravalleyfm.org.au.
And there's nothing like a good trash and treasure market.
No, it's wonderful fun, isn't it? And you can pick up bargains.
Well, they reckon there are guys that come from the other side of town who are camped out the front waiting. So it obviously has good stuff.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. So you really do need to get there at spot on 8 o'clock if you can, don't you?
Yeah. Indeed.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 18 minutes to 1 and it's 16 degrees. And you're listening to Community Connections. And I have with me the Lions Club of Lilydale, and they're telling us a bit about what's going on, some of the other Lions clubs in this area, so that you could go and support them. So the Nutterwadding Lions have got a International Women's Day, Brenda.
They have, on the 11th of March. At Natalie's restaurant at 669 Maroondah Highway, Mitcham. And the guest speakers are Caroline Pethick, a retired policewoman who wrote a book called To Hell and Back, which is about the challenges she faced over 30 years in the force, which I think would be fascinating. And also the other speaker is Kate Austin, who is founder and CEO of the Pinch-a-poo, which is slang for pinch of shampoo.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm glad you told that.
Which is a not-for-profit organisation which supplies personal hygiene products, and the money raised from the dinner will go to funding more boxes of such needed toiletries to bushfire families. And for bookings, go to nunawadding.vic.lions.org.au and follow the prompts. And it's using the modern day Robin Hood concept of, you know, when you go to a hotel or a motel, well, you pay for the toiletries in your tariff, but a lot of people pack their own shampoos and soaps and toothpaste and all that sort of thing when they go to stay at a hotel or a motel. So the toiletries that are provided, you might as well take them and
put them in your pocket,
redistribute them to the millions of people who are crying out for those sort of things. And especially in the bushfire areas, they raise money for food and clothing and all that sort of thing. And quite often it's forgotten about the toiletries, which is a basic human need for everyday living. And they select these things and distribute them, and it's equally for men and women to give them a sense of pride while they're going through all the traumas that they're going through.
Well, the last thing you need to be worried about is buying toiletries yourself, isn't it?
Well, that's right. You know? And especially in the lower socioeconomic groups, some people have to make a choice between groceries and toiletries. That's wrong. It shouldn't happen. No. And so these opportunities to collect these shampoos and that sort of thing goes to a wonderful cause, and it should be supported.
Sounds good.
You can even donate things that you've bought yourself. You know, you buy an extra shampoo or an extra tube of toothpaste or an extra toothbrush, and be able to donate these things. And I think it's a wonderful.
Well, she also, she's fortunate where organisations will give her the ends of runs and all that.
Yes, yeah.
And believe it or not, on my reading of it, there was 27,000 of these boxes given out over these last month or two. Yeah. I mean, I don't think we understand the length and breadth of what the problem is. You know, we complained about the smoke and the dust and the heat, but these people are on the bones of their backsides.
And
they've been through a drought.
Yep.
And when you've been through a drought and money's tight, you can't afford to buy toiletries.
Well, you just don't. It's down the bottom.
No.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I have with me the Lions Club of Lilydale. both Brenda and David, we've been talking about some of the things that are happening in the area, not necessarily with the Lilydale Lions, but there are a lot of other Lions clubs as well. Obviously, David and Brenda would like you to support their group, but Lions is Lions, and they're all doing the same great job. So tell us a bit about Park Orchards Lions Club, please, David.
I understand this car rally and classic has been going on for some time. I'm not exactly sure the number of years, but on Sunday the 1st of March, the Lions Club of Park Orchards is going to be running a community car rally and a classic car show. And they start off in, obviously, in Park Orchards, but I was told that the end is somewhere in the Yarra Valley, so it'll be one of those car rallies where you've got to, it's not about speed, it's about getting all the clues right and or getting all the answers to those clues right, and then turning up at the destination, and there'll be prizes given out for the best and the fastest or whatever.
And then you also get to walk around a whole lot of classic cars at the same
exactly,
time.
Exactly, yeah, and as I say, fun for all the family. It's open for all makes and models, great prizes and giveaways. But interestingly, this year's major beneficiaries are to be the Kokoda Track Foundation and the Bushfire Relief. Now, I don't know how they break that up, but we know what the Bushfire Relief's all about. Lions has been involved up to their ears in that. But the Kokoda Track Foundation is an educational charity working in PNG, as you would guess, and it provides education, health and community service programs such as disaster relief, micro business promotion and sustainable eco-tourism, which, I mean, we all know and probably think that PNG is not a wealthy place, yep. And I know over the journey Australia's given plenty, but if we can give them, you know, a job to do and they can, you know, develop their own businesses.
Well, some of these micro businesses, that's what it's about, isn't it?
Yes.
Somebody starting their own business and supporting
right.
their family.
Yes.
Yep, so that money's go towards that, and I imagine they get into the schools and teach the kids as best we can. So if you're looking to go to something like this, there is a website, and it's pocommunityrally.com.au, and that'll have the entrance fee and the application.
How to join up. And also the Eildon Lions Club.
Yeah, well, they've just asked us to remind people that are going that way at Easter, which, I mean, it's not that far
not
off.
Far
I mean,
off.
No.
We're talking, you know, the 11th of April is the actual Easter Saturday.
It's under 2 months.
Yes. So if you're planning, there is a market that they hold on that day, running from 8 o'clock onwards at the Walter Moore Park, which is opposite the shopping centre in Eildon. So,
and it's a terrific little run from here up to Eildon.
Yeah, it's
so
lovely.
It's in the neighbourhood, so give that a thought if you're going up that way.
Yes, lots
and help them with their big fundraiser.
Yeah.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And the show is Community Connections, and I've got with me the Lions Club of Lilydale. And they've been telling us quite a bit about what they're up to, but also in the area. And David and Brenda are going to do that each time they come in. Just give us a bit of idea what's going on in the neighbourhood as well, which is terrific. But you've got us excited now. Tell us a bit how we can find out more about Lions, where you meet, and what we've got to do to get involved.
Well, truthfully, we need members all the time. They come in with new ideas, and we listen to. We're not one of those clubs that said, "Oh, we tried it back then, it ain't going to work now."
There's so, few of them around.
No, there is. And so, look, we would like for people to at least come along and say hello and see what we do now. Yep. As it turns out, we've got a community, we'll be part of a community family day at Bunnings in Lilydale on the 21st of March. So we'll have some of our members there with handouts and just to spell out exactly what we do. But just quickly, we meet on the third Tuesday of the month. We meet for dinner at 6, and at 7:15 we'll go in and have a meeting, which will go to about 9 o'clock. And it's not an onerous thing to do. Usually
it's only once a month, isn't it?
Yeah, and, mm-hmm. and the other thing is all the reports have circulated prior to it, so the questions are answered pretty well. So if you're interested, please get on our website, or you can email me at lilydale@lionsclubs.
And two, that's an S, clubs.
Clubs, yes. Yeah. 201V5, which is our VictorianZone5.org. Or you can ring me, David, on 0409 700 668.
Sounds good to me. Look, it's been a pleasure having you again. So
thank
if anybody's
you,
interested in joining the Lions, or I guess they don't even have to commit to joining, they can come along for a meeting or two and see what goes on, can't they?
And we'd like, you know, if you become a Friends of Lions, we can tap into your expertise or your time. We're more than happy to accommodate that. So, you know, if you need to help us at a sausages right. or whatever.
I need to go, but David a ring on 0409 700 668. That's 0409 700 668. He'd love to hear from you. And we look forward to seeing you next month.
Thank you, Alan, for having us.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye.